It's Rise FM at Mornings, and she is on air, Dr. Portia Mashaba. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you for having me, and good morning to the listeners.
We speak about something quite different today, and I think it's something that we probably have never spoken about before, World Heart Rhythm Week. Quite interesting, but you know, I really want us to start with the basic things, the basics. What exactly is a heart rhythm disorder, and how does it affect the heart's normal function?
So a normal heart rhythm is actually the number of beats that the heart beats in a minute. So ideally, would want that the patient to have a heartbeat that is about 50 beats per minute. That's what you feel in your heart. And then when it's not pathological, then it's when you are able to, when it's above 100, 50 to 100 is normal. So above 100, that's when we call it a tachycardia. And when it's below a 50, we call it a bradycardia. So what we don't want in a simple way is that we don't want your heart to be beating too fast, and also we do not want your heart to be beating so slow. Remember, the heart's function is to perfuse, to give out blood to all your organs in your body, including your brain, your lungs, your entire body system. So there's a certain amount of blood that needs to be ejected out of your heart to give all these organs a supply so that they can function optimally. So if the supply is low, meaning that maybe your heart is pumping little of blood or not having pumping problems, that can lead to your heart either beating slow or faster. In most cases, it will beat slower, and that means that you then will have symptoms such as feeling dizzy, or you can even collapse because the supply is minimal. So then you have conditions which are the tachycardia problems. Then now your heart is beating very fast, which as a person or as a patient at home, what you would notice is that your heart will beat like in a fast rate. You'll even be feeling the beat of your heart. That's what we call palpitations. That's when you have a tachycardia. That is actually abnormal. You can also have dizziness, and you can also collapse. And also the heart, when it beats so fast, you can also have, it can lead to a problem, but it fails. Then you have symptoms of heart failure. Uh-huh. So now when we're raising an awareness on our recent week, is that people should be alerted on when to know when your heart is beating slower and when to do or not to do when your heart is beating faster. In all of those situations, these are emergencies. When your heart beats slowly, it's an emergency that needs a doctor that will further probably, if not finding the cause, will further refer you to a cardiologist. And again, if the heart is beating faster, we need to find out what is causing your heart to beat so faster. There are situations whereby in your body that means that the heart should overwork itself, pumping itself and beating faster. The situations whereby when you have an infection, when you say a patient is septic, in septic shock, that patient's heart will beat faster. If there are certain electrolytes in your body that are very high, like potassium when your kidneys are not functioning well, your heart will also beat a bit faster. So this is why you need to be in the hospital so we can rule out other reasons why your heart is either beating fast or slower. And there are also other conditions that have nothing to do with only just the number of beats that the heart beats. There's a condition called atrial fibrillation. Those are rhythm, how the heart beats. So I'd say to a listener, normally you'd listen to heart saying lap-dap, lap-dap. That's the normal rhythm. So now when the rhythm is no longer lap-dap, it's now maybe dab-lap. It's not in a synchronous order or in a right order. Let me put it that way. And also that is a disorder because that means that there is something that is interrupting the normal rhythm of the heart besides the number of beats, but now the manner in which the heart is pumping. So everything goes in order. So now we call this irregular. The heartbeat becomes irregular. There are problems. Either could be problems in the valves in the heart itself. Maybe there is something that is lodged around the valves, or maybe itself it's disorders of the electricity around the heart. That also needs a cardiologist to have a look and what's the problem. Or maybe the valves of the heart or the chambers of the heart, the muscle itself is now big, causing now that the heart is not pumping well and leading to conditions such as the atrial fibrillation that affects both the rhythm and the rate. So and those are the conditions that we want listeners and people in the community to be aware of, especially when already you've been diagnosed with with heart failure or already you're struggling with other heart conditions, you need to be alerted of rhythmic problems.
Mm-hmm. Does this apply to people that are dealing with mental health illnesses? I mean, especially things like your panic attacks, right? They would get panic attacks, and I know that would kind of deal with the heart, right? Where you wouldn't be able to breathe properly. Are these people that need to be aware of this?
Yes. The panic attacks, those ones, later on you might have palpitation may feel like your heart, but that doesn't really mean that the problem is in the heart. That is why when you come to a doctor, we're able to assess that is the problem that is it another problem causing the heart to react, let me put it that way. So it's a problem in the brain that gives a message to the heart that I'm overreacting, work faster, that it has to work faster and pumps faster. It's not that the pump has a problem, but there's an area that is supplied by the pump. For example, the brain itself is having a problem. Now it tells the heart that I have a problem, please help me. And then the heart is reacting over to the problem that has to do with your mental problem, that now the heart has to pump fast. So there are other problems such as what we call a sick sinus syndrome or other problems in the brain itself. If you have a tumor, maybe it may make your heart a little bit slower, send signals to your heart, and then your heart is beating slower, and you say we have a bradycardia. So any other problems, as I've said, infections, mental disturbances, electrolyte disturbances, they affect the rate of your heart. And again, that's more of the science part of it. There are other electrolytes that make sure that the heart is pumping well. There's calcium involvement, potassium involvement, but that is more scientific for us doctors. But for a listener at home, is that the moment you start being aware of your heartbeat and that it's not beating the normal rate, you have to consult. When you consult, what we do for you, we will do a test such as an ECG. It's a paper strip that shows us how your heart is beating. It tells us as doctors that this heart is functioning well, or this heart is big, or this heart is beating faster, so we're able to escalate the problem. And then the second test that we can do for you as doctors, we put you in a sauna. We call it an echocardiogram. An echo is done to check everything in your heart, if your heart is moving well, if your heart is beating well, and check other problems that could be leading to the rhythmic problems, because today we're talking more of rhythm. And then there are blood tests as well that we can take to check potassium levels, calcium levels, other things that can factor in your heart not functioning well. And if you have heart failure, we would wake that up and give you treatments for the heart failure. So it's very important to get such problems to be treated by a doctor, from a doctor. If it's bigger than a doctor, doctor then can refer to a cardiologist. These are not problems that you can solve alone at home as a listener.
Absolutely. Doc, how do we care better for our hearts? I don't think we speak about that enough. You know, we speak about so many different types of organs in our bodies, but we never really speak about our hearts and how to better care for this beautiful but very important organ.
Of note is that we have runners. There is what we call an athlete's heart. So runners, people who run and are actively in gym, those are people that now their heart rate is not in a normal rate, like 50 to 100. They can sometimes have bradycardia because of the morphology of the heart change. The morphology of the heart changes. So it changes also the rhythm of the heart. So that they must be aware of that they have what we call an athlete's heart. So when you have an athlete's heart, in future it can give you some complications. But earlier on, we there is a concept of that. I urge listeners to go have a look on an athlete's heart, especially those who are in athletics. Then the second one is that listeners have to try and take care of the food you eat. If you have other conditions as hypertension, diabetes, manage those conditions by taking your medications. And apart from that, living a healthy lifestyle. Alcohol in itself, by the way, it does affect your heart. It can give you conditions, you know, what we call a wet beriberi. This is a problem with the heart because of drinking too much of alcohol. So we must limit the alcohol intake. And also, of course, the fats and the food that we eat. Look into a healthy diet, because most of the heart attacks stems out to sedentary lifestyles. If you're overweight, work on your weight. That helps also your heart functioning. And also, if already, as I mentioned, you're diagnosed with conditions that can lead to heart failure, take your medication and do follow up in your clinic. Those are the things that I'd urge listeners to do. And always be on a watchful in terms of if you collapse, don't just wake up and not act on it. Go to a doctor and find what could be the cause. The cause could be probably from your heart.
Mm, absolutely, Doc. Let's park it here for today. But thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me.